they're going to receive.
Wonderful. And so welcome to our group coaching call for December of 2019. And I am Michelle Smith from Z&B Consulting and excited to have all of you here with us today. We are going to start going around and doing some circle time and celebrating together. Actually, before we do, let's take a second just to get ourselves grounded. Just close your eyes and maybe put, if you're comfortable closing your eyes or where you're at, put your feet on the ground, uncross your legs, hands on your lap, and just take some breaths in and out. And out. And let everything and all the busyness of the morning just kind of melt away, melt to the ground. And as you're breathing in and out, move around those things that feel a little uncomfortable to you. And breathe in the celebration of being here in the company of other supportive professionals. People who are going through similar struggles that you are. People who may be able to provide some wisdom and guidance. People that you can share your expertise with and help them along the journey. As you continue to take some breaths in and out, continue to let all the stress and pressure go and melt away. Putting anything in a little box you feel you need to go back to and remember when we're done with our call. And taking in the gratitude of being here in shared community and shared support. Just continue to breathe in and out. In and out. And when you're ready, come on back to the room and open your eyes and smile and wave to the other people in Zoom world with you and get ready to be strategic and intentional so you can be successful.
Okay, I'm waving.
Hey, there we go. Wonderful. Everybody back. So whoever feels like they want to go first, just kind of go ahead first, and we'll take about a minute each to share your name, what you do in your business, and some celebrations that you have going on right now, either in your personal life or your business life. Who wants to go first?
Well, I'll go already. I'm sensing a hesitation in the room. Or what would be the room?
Yeah.
My name is Christopher George. My business is named Interact Magic. I'm in the business of inspiring people, motivating them, and bringing smiles to their day through the art form of magic. Some celebrations have been. Last week, I was involved in the Showman's League of America's show for St. Benedict's. It's a school for orphan children. We did two Christmas shows for a huge packed room of children. One of the cool things I was able to do through that entertainment was a piece of magic that not only inspired them and got them to see the magic within themselves, but at the end of each effect, I was able to gift a child, the two children that helped me. One got an Olaf snowman, the little girl got that, and then the young man helping got a penguin. So they really enjoyed that. That was awesome. And then after that, it was off to the Copernicus Center, where we worked with Wayne Messmer and a 30-piece orchestra for a presentation that was really great. We actually turned Santa Claus into the Virgin Mary and showed people the reason for the season, which is really cool. And then last night, went way beyond my comfort zone because, as you know, Michelle, my target market, I've been kind of limiting myself just trying to stay to the suburbs, but an opportunity came up in the city. So I drove out to the city yesterday afternoon, and it was kind of like Disney World. Half the fun was getting there, and then it was well worth the trip. engaged a group of high-end clients, and it was just an awesome experience all around. Ended up getting another gig off of that immediately from the property manager, who wants me to do it. So, you know, it was very, very awesome there. So,
very cool.
I think that's about a minute. So I'm not going to go much further than that, but very blessed this Christmas season. And of course, you know, always feeling blessed to be in the presence of you ladies. Sorry, I couldn't be there the last time. That's when I was doing the Showman's League. So, and I don't think Sherilyn and I have met yet. So I'm going to be interested in hearing Sherilyn's background. And it does look like you're at a Starbucks. If I'm wrong, that's okay. But do order me a peppermint mocha, please. See? The green goddess of evil is there. I knew it. I sensed her. So I think that's about it, Michelle. And, you know, everything with awesome. The family. You know, just blessed to be with my son and my mother for the holiday season and just going to have a nice, relaxing at-home Christmas. And I'm going to be cooking the ham. So there we go.
Nice. Very good. Very good. Awesome. Thank you. Who wants to go next? And Jen kind of typed in the chat. I don't know who saw it, but Jen is here as my assistant, just kind of an observer, helping when we need. So she won't be joining the circle and the conversation and all of that. She's just kind of in the background. So Sherilyn, Jen started out as a 6-month private client with myself and now has officially, as of about a month ago, transitioned into the role of not being a participant in these things, but just fully being my assistant, which she's more comfortable in the background. I was thinking that in my head, Jen. It's like you were typing. You could see what was going on in my head. But yeah, so she was my assistant at the same time she was a client. But now she just fully, when she's at these things, in that assistant role and not in the participant role, which is a little bit of a transition for those who had her in the group before. So, so just kind of clarifying since it's so new. So Sherilyn or Deb, one of you two, who wants to go next?
I can go.
Okay.
Cause I was muted before cause my husband was getting ready to leave to go to his shop. So, anyway, he was making tea in the Keurig and that makes a lot of noise. So anyway, I'm Deborah Haynes and, I'm a coach, life coach, spiritual coach. And I work with women to help them go deeper into learning how they operate. I like to use journaling, basically different forms of journaling, as a means to help them do that. Celebrations. I don't really have many big celebrations other than the fact that, well, I signed up with Michelle to continue for another 6 months. I just, a lot of changes are happening. We're going to be, we're putting our house on the market in February to sell it so we can downsize. We don't know exactly where we're moving yet. That's kind of up in the air. We're, with my husband's business too, we're looking at several things going on there. We don't know if it's going to continue or not. So depending on what happens with that depends on where we move to. So we may stay in the area. We may move down to where our daughter lives in near Peoria. I don't know. But so there's just 2020s. There's going to be a lot there going on. One of the things I've come to is I realized that downsizing our house is, you know, it's, I was thinking the other day, when you live in a certain size space and then you move up, and each time you move, if you're fortunate enough, you move into a place bigger, you forget that when you get into a big house, how big it is compared to how a lot of other people are living. And, you know, it's like, I've been fortunate enough to wind up in one of those, what they call McMansions. And it's like, I never thought of it as being that to me, because with oak brick nearby, when you have things that are 8,000 square feet, it's kind of like, you know, it's a matter of perspective. But I've been looking at houses just to look at the sizes again. And it's kind of like, you know, I'm looking forward to getting into something that's smaller, more simple. Because the one thing is with the bigger you go, the more things you have to worry about, the more complex it is. And it's kind of like, yeah, I'm at that point in my life. I don't want the huge yard anymore. I don't need all the other stuff that goes with this. So I managed to separate it out from the business stuff that's going on. I'm still working to keep, to not lose ground on the ground I've gained over the last year with my Facebook pages and stuff and getting the likes that I've built up. So I'm going to keep working on that. But my main focus right now is going to be getting my house ready. There's a lot of stuff after 40 years. There's a lot of stuff we have to get rid of to be able to move into a smaller place. Because that's the other downside is every time you move into someplace bigger, you collect more stuff. You manage to fill all those nooks and crannies, even though in this house we've managed not to, but it's still there's enough there that won't fit in a new place. So anyway, that's where I'm at.
That's awesome. I'm so excited to be able to continue on this journey with you, Deb, and spend another 6 months as being with you as you go through the transition, and glad you're going to have the support of this community as you're going through that too. So
yes.
Very good. Very good. Awesome. Sherilyn.
Unmuting. Okay, I'm sorry for the background noise. I didn't realize it would be so loud, so next time I won't. But so I'm Sherilyn Cumby. My company is Sherilyn and Company, and we build all things graphic design, print, digital, and branding. I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I love what I do. I am celebrating three of my sons out of my five will be here for Christmas. I'm very excited about that. My middle son called me on Thanksgiving and let me know that they are moving here in January of 2021. So I'm celebrating that because I thought it was going to be a few years past that. So I'm very excited. We have things going on in our home and changes. And two of my sons that are 24 and 22 live with me. And I've had to put some rules down that they've not followed. So I had to kind of give them their notice that they need to be out by the end of February since they haven't followed the rules. So, you know, I have mixed emotions about that because I'm mom, but it's needed to be a good parent and to help in my marriage. So so I'm celebrating all that, and I really am looking forward to the kids being here. And my son, the middle son, just got married, so his fiance has been here, but this is the first time they've been married. They'll be here soon. Just lots of exciting stuff, and I'm very excited to celebrate that, just moving forward with the business and making the commitment to get some help and coaching and moving forward. So that's all.
Yay! Wonderful, wonderful. So this is the time, and so excited that you're now part of this group and community, Sherilyn. I think you can just tell a shift in just your energy, your outlook, just from like 2 weeks ago when we finally sat down and you made the decision, and now you were at co-working day last week, and now just being here on this call, which has barely started. So I love that. I love seeing that. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. Me too.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to mute again.
Okay. Sounds good. So what we'll do now is just random open questions. So as I said before, as our number in the group starts going up in volume, we'll have Jen in the background kind of managing when people are saying they have questions and unmuting people so that they can ask their question and kind of going that way. But since we only have three of us today, we'll be a little more informal in that process and in the dialogue and what sorts of questions. You do have the controls on your screen. If there's something that we want to dialogue about that's visual, you can pull those up on the screen and show us that, or we can just talk. So who has a question they want to have us first start diving into?
All right, we got crickets, so I guess I'll be the one to chime up and start the endorphin rolling here this morning. So I've got Michelle, you know, I've got that annual expo coming up at Pheasant Run for the family expo I do every year. I've got 2 days down there.
Okay, when is that? Is that a New Year's thing? No.
It comes right at the end of December. Used to be a three-dayer, and we used to go on New Year's Eve and then, like, celebrate New Year's at the Pheasant Run with these families. They would stay, but I think it's gotten shortened a bit this year, according to the producer I'm working with on the show. So anyway, okay. I'm thinking marketing materials. I know we've got the color sheet that's always fun, and I think I can do that. But I'm also thinking maybe seeing the effectiveness of maybe a postcard styled thing for the magic classes. Last night I kind of test marketed some of the adults, downtown yesterday that I was interacting with. And the minute that they found out that I taught magic, it was like a big hit for them. A lot of interest in it, you know, now. The return on that we have yet to see. I mean, you know, I always joke because, you know, it's a Christmas party. And as I always tell people, you know, the more alcohol you drink, the better the magic's going to get. I'm just shooting from the hip on that. Just trying to get that nailed down before, you know, I mean, we're coming up on it. And, you know, I'm just thinking, am I better off sticking just with copying off the sheets, or maybe developing something, like I said, the card for the magic classes.
So part of what comes to mind for me that I'm wondering, when you just did the thing at the chamber, I created that little card for you, and we had those on all the tables. I know there were a bunch left over that you guys collected. Do you have those, or does Jen have those?
I have them.
Okay, because that could be a good thing to use. The nice thing about that, the coloring sheet is great. I would definitely use that because it gets the kids out. That's a part of a great strategy, especially since it's a family event. And it encourages them to get connected, I believe, to your Facebook page or your website. But that card that I created, the nice thing about it is we're constantly wanting people to think about you not just in the light of doing things for kids. And I love pushing the magic classes, but the thing about that sheet that I created is it mentions the fact that you do magic classes, but it also mentions the fact that you can come be their MC for a different type of event, or you can come, you know, there's lots of different things on there it mentions. So if you use that card, which I can email to you so that you can get some printed, that covers you in all sorts of ways. And I purposely made it smaller so that you could fit more to a sheet and get more bang for your buck when you were copying, because people don't necessarily need something really big. But you can see how that works. And then if it works well, do a bigger print. With that bigger print, you can see what happens.
Right, right. Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I'm just looking for another little widget to throw in there this month.
Yeah, I think that would be perfect. I'll email that to you this morning so that you have it to you and Jen.
Cool beans. Yeah, I never got much of a feedback. I didn't see if that press release that Jen sent in did anything on the patch. I didn't see anything shoot up as far as that being publicized. I know that we sent it into the patch, but I don't know. I didn't see much there. Funny story, Channel 7 actually, and we always joke about this, you and I, about video and getting video. Today I'll be posting on the Facebook page some very nice pictures from the clients that I serviced last night. Some beautiful shots of the city too, from up on the 23rd floor. And we were all laughing about this on the production crew for the Showman's League, and it's not why I do it, but Channel 7 actually aired a 30-second shot of all the performers in the show. Funny story. I was the only guy that didn't get aired.
Oh my God.
But the one cute thing was, and what made it all worthwhile to me, it's like I told the producer on the show, because he was upset about it. He's kind of like, ah, man, you know, I don't understand. You know, it's so beautiful what you did. But in one of the children, they interviewed one of the little girls, and she had the Olaf in her arms. So to see that on the news, that was aces to me, just to see her happy with that little guy in her arms. But just a funny note, you know, that.
Yeah.
It takes time when it comes to this video stuff, and I'm just being patient in the process. Whereas Deb has taught me to be mindful, Christopher, stay mindful. And I say that to my friend Deborah as well. Stay mindful, dear. Downsizing is good. Believe freeing. And if anybody needs any extra Christmas stuff, let me know. I'm still downsizing.
So. That's funny. You can make it here too, right?
Oh, yes, yes. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They come out in 24 hours.
Yeah, this is good. They're good.
I don't even have to do a thing. Hey, what are you guys doing? There's some stuff in the garage.
It's interesting what you said, though, Christopher, right at the end there. And I want to see in a second when I'm done saying this, if Sherilyn or Deb have any ideas for you in terms of marketing. You know, there might be some fresh new ideas that I didn't share that they have. But you said there at the end, you're trying to be really patient with the process. And that's something I want everyone to remember, regardless in what you're doing. It is all a process. I know, Sherilyn, when we first started, you wanted to start in that coaching club program. And eventually you will be in the coaching club program. But you finally, it's like, okay, let's start here. And you started at the Academy. Within a week, you were up to the Academy Plus. And, you know, soon enough, you're going to be in the coaching club program. But it's a process. And by starting at that first place, we're able to get you on the journey and able to get you through that process quicker. And that's what you're all doing in all these different areas, whether you're decluttering your house and still trying to continue to build this business that you've been working on for a while, Deb, that's so close to just exploding for you in a great way. Or Christopher, all the things, like you said, with video and other things you're doing and reaching people. It's a process. It doesn't all happen overnight. That's one of the things. It's interesting as I've been working more and more at figuring out what my uniqueness is as a coach compared to others. It really comes down to that whole embracing the process that people are on, and not, I don't work with clients and say, hey, we're going to get you to six figures right away, or we're going to instantly work, and you're going to have this explosive business. That's not what's at the heart of things for my clients. My clients want to enjoy their life. They want to enjoy the experience from what they're doing in their business. And it's enjoying that process and being patient in it and realizing that all this stuff takes time, especially if you still want to enjoy your life. And eventually you'll get there. So just wanted to put a little shout out, you know, memory, remind everyone about that. It's a process, and I celebrate how you're all being patient on that process and how you're getting results along the way, because that's cool to watch and see too. So on that note, Sherilyn and Deb, any ideas for Christopher in terms of the marketing beyond the postcard and coloring sheet we talked about? Christopher, it's going to be important too, while they're unmuting, to make sure that you're getting them all connected to your mailing list.
Yeah, that's another challenge. You know, I'm seeing the holiday coming up, and I know, like, I've got a bunch of clients, I should say, that's the wrong way to put it, wrong terminology. First cup of coffee, still working. But I've got a lot of clients in my Gmail that I want to send out Christmas greetings and all this stuff to. But there's no way to automatically put them into MailChimp, right? I have to do that manually. I have to like go back to all of those transactions, or how does that work?
That's something Jen can help you with, because I know she's supporting you in that way. I clarify that, especially for Sherilyn being a new client. Jen also provides administrative support to Christopher right now, and anyone else who needs that, that's something, you know, she can be there for at an additional fee. So since Jen does help you with that, Christopher, that's not something we want you to be spending time in, because we want you to be on those revenue generating tasks and let Jen do that. But if you can give Jen that list, there's a way that Gmail can export those for you, and then Jen can take that export and put it into put it into MailChimp for you and get them in there, and she can then send out a holiday greeting to them. So that's all stuff that she can do to assist you. And the best way I would suggest to do it is for you two to hop on Zoom and share a screen, and for you to kind of identify in your Gmail who those people are, and you guys to walk through together to create that export. And once you have the export from Gmail, she can then pull that into MailChimp, and she can then get the news, the thing out to the clients. And then they'll be on your list as you start doing regular emails to them too.
Gotcha.
So yeah, so your biggest goal when you're at every one of these appearances, like the one you were last week, the one you were yesterday, the one you'll be at Pheasant Run, get the people on your list. If nothing else comes from it, get the people on your list. I was just looking through notes for my own perspective for the software Jen and I went to training to a few weeks back. And I have that folder right here. There was something they said there that resonated that I pointed out to Jen again yesterday when I was going through my notes. And it said, and I want to give you the right quote, so I'm pulling it open, but it's about the effectiveness of email marketing. And it's one of those things where people think, oh, you get tons of emails in your email box and people don't even look at them anymore, so let's not even bother. But despite all that, email still has the highest return on your investment. And the quote they gave us is that for every dollar spent, you get a $35 return. And of course, they're an email marketing company, so they're going to tell you that, right? They're a little biased. But there is still, you know, for me, what resonated when I saw that again yesterday as a reminder is I'm trying to get to the point where I'm putting more stuff on Facebook in a Facebook ad kind of way to attract people out there that I've never met before into some of my lower price things, like my $19 programs on Teachable and things like that, or my free trial for my course. And I haven't had a chance to get there yet because, again, it's this process that we're all working, right? And so sometimes it's like, oh, God, I thought about starting that 2 years ago and haven't been able to get to it and tried it 2 years ago, hired a company, didn't get the best results. And now I need to start getting into it again. And it's going to take some of my time and Jen's time, and there's other things that we're focusing on. So when I saw that, for me, it was a great reminder because part of the reason I haven't got to it yet is because we've been intentionally focusing on getting my email process into place. And so we're at a point where we've been spending a couple months on this already, and now we have emails going out regularly once a week to people. And I haven't done that in a consistent way in like eons, but you know, easily a couple years. And the way we've set it up is that when somebody first gets on my mailing list, they get email number one. So if they get on in April, they get email number one in April. They get on in September, they get email number one in September. And yes, Jen just posted on there, it's a lot of work, but so worth it. And it has been a lot of work for us. And what made me think to share this with you guys is the results, because it has been a lot of work. Now, because of how we've set it up, I'm not feeling this pressure anymore of, oh my God, I have to get an email out this week. Because I know that we pre-programmed these things. And how we did it is we sat back and looked at, and I went through this training when we were together at our last quarterly retreat. But we looked at what are all the things my people on my list need to know about all the time. And for me, it's a matter of I have probably 9 different programs. So in the course of 9 weeks, once a week, there's a program we're highlighting. I have clients who have had results. And so once a week, there's a testimonial in there from a client that's talking about a program. I have 20-something programs in the academy that people should know about. So once a week, there's a different program in the academy. So we were able to kind of create a spreadsheet and say in each of these newsletters, all these things should be there. And then every week, there's a tiny little box with an image that says, refer a friend. Who do you know that might want to work with us? You know, refer a friend, and you get rewards for that. So that's built in. It's also built in that everyone has a link that says, where's Michelle? So they can just click and go to the website and see where I'm at, which is something for you, Christopher, that should be in every one of your newsletters is, where's Christopher? So they know about this Pheasant Run thing and they can come out and see you. So these kinds of things we sat back and we built, and I know Jen has been thinking about building them for you, likewise, Christopher, but the cool thing is, now that this is all built and it's sitting there, and we have maybe already like 8 or 9 done, and then like every few weeks we do a couple more and it builds on to the end, and we have a template. It's always the same template. All we do each week now is we put a different program in, a different testimonial, a different course from the Teachable Academy. That's all that's changing. And my letter in the beginning changes. So it's easy to do a few of those at once a month, and to keep building those forward and not feel like we're under pressure. But anyway, after doing this for 2 weeks, when it went out this week, somebody immediately after getting it bought a $19 course out of my Teachable. And before, I wasn't even doing anything to promote those. So it was really cool to know, okay, this process is working. That wouldn't have necessarily come from Facebook. And part of the reason you get better results is because when they're on your mailing list, likely they've seen you already, likely they know you. And so it's a much warmer list. So especially for you, Christopher, and Deb, your list building is gonna be important too. But as people, you see so many people and they experience you, it costs nothing to get them on that list. So it's working that process and getting them on there. And that is gonna see you so many great results in the future, because it's going to constantly remind them later when they haven't seen you in a while how you can help them. So that is your biggest goal, is to always get people on that list. And Jen will continue to work with you to make sure that once they're on the list, they're getting stuff, and it's in an easy way. Because for you, it doesn't have to be all those complicated elements. It's a simple box that says, "Where's Christopher?" And it's a simple one thing in there. Maybe this week it's a picture of Flash. Maybe this week it's a picture of you at an event. Yours is very simple, one-off things that can be done. So get people on that list when you're out. That's the biggest thing.
Gotcha, Coach.
Cheryl and Deb, any other tips you are thinking about for Christopher to capture people when he's out?
Nothing particular, because I guess I don't fully understand all that he does, or like what your target market is. And I think having what you talked about, that card with like all the listings, is super important. And then I think another thing that is important is, so different target markets, something to hand out when you go to different target markets. I mean, again, I don't know all you do, but if you're targeting like doing magic shows, like birthday parties, and I'm not familiar, but if I'm doing, I'm wanting to promote magic shows, then I could do something just for magic shows that are teaching magic. Like I could do just something specific for that, and what kind of areas, where do you meet people that are interested in learning magic? Like what would be some of those places? I'm not familiar right now, and again, just not real familiar with what you're doing. It'd be something I'd have to like investigate. So sorry, I don't have anything more at this moment.
No, I appreciate it. Basically, I mean, it's kind of multifaceted what we do. I use magic not only as entertainment, but I also use it as a tool to inspire other people. You know, it's not, my shows are very interactive. And also I'm looking at working with corporate entities a lot more. For leadership type training and that sort of thing. So there are various facets. The business is not just, and this is something Michelle and I have been working on together now. I'm not just a magical entertainer. I'm more than a magical entertainer. I'm an inspirer and an educator. And that's my background. My real drive in life is to inspire and educate other people. And it's just using the art form of magic to do that. And yeah, I do everything from the sleight of hand stuff to the large stage shows based off on a client's need and the client's budget. So yeah, there's a lot of things going on in this business, Cheryl, and it's great that you bring that to light again, because again, we're trying to hone that down a bit so people understand better. You being, you know, a graphic designer and all that, if you were to look at some of the work Michelle has done with me and Jen in regard to the website, if you go to ChristopherGeorgeMagic.com, you'll be able to see some of that. And if you would like to share some feedback in regard to that, I think that we were able to kind of hone it down so people get a better understanding of what is offered in the way of services. Here's the thing. I do restaurant magic, but those entities and engaging those people, that's leading to other events like festivals or a corporate party. And I have various themed parties too. So like if it's Halloween, I have a Halloween show I do. I do that for park districts, and you know, when Christmas comes, it's an all out themed production that's a Christmas show, like I did for the Showman's League and for the Village of Riverside and a few other entities. And then of course, you know, when Easter comes along, we have an Easter show. So, I mean, there's different productions based into this thing. So, hopefully that kind of hones it down a little bit and explains a little bit more of what our services do, other than that 15, you know, second basically elevator pitch I gave earlier. So,
yeah, she said, cool, thank you. I'm learning to read lips. So something to elaborate on that a little bit. The other thing that kind of came to mind as you were talking, Christopher, and this is something that I talked with Sherilyn last week at co-working day about a little bit. So Sherilyn is really starting to hone in her graphic design on bigger groups. So one of them is restaurants. That's an area she has a good background in restaurants. Another is nonprofit. She likes to help them, but of course they bring in a lower amount of revenue. So it'll be more of focusing on restaurants and what was the second one? I'm forgetting, Sherilyn. There were two, with one with restaurants. What was the other?
Well, two of the things were nonprofits, which included churches, and then I've had a lot of experience just in the service industry. So, I can't remember exactly what the other one. I remember restaurants.
Yeah, we talked about restaurants, and there was a second place that you said you helped a lot of people that we said focus on.
Convenience stores, yeah.
So, restaurants and convenience stores. So my recommendation to her last week was to use a lot of the different resources that are at the library, to go into the library and to really research all of the names and the information they have in their databases for these different restaurants, and to pick a whole bunch of restaurants and convenience stores and to go and intentionally target them. And from there, she'll easily find, you know, as she's building conversations and relationships, the maybe three or four that she can handle, because it's not like she's looking for tons and tons of volumes. So if she reaches out to the volumes in those couple areas, and those are people that she knows or industries that she knows will be able to pay her price point for the value that she charges for her services. Sherilyn's been doing design for a while, and her design services are going to be a little more expensive because they come with a lot of strategy and a lot of the other stuff. So $150 an hour is what she charges, and that's pretty basic for someone like in a restaurant industry to pay. So, whereas Christopher, you're not part of our WESOS, but a lot of us are part of the WESOS group, your typical WESOS sister isn't going to pay a designer $150 an hour. So we had a lot of conversations at co-working day during her mastermind about that last week, and about the fact that these restaurants, these convenience stores, they will do that. And they will like having somebody, she has a lot of packages where Jen just put in there, it's well worth the money for a great designer, it really is. And she has some great packages where they can, instead of hiring an entire employee for this, they can use her and a pay-as-you-go kind of way. And so, so it's really getting these great packages she's offered that are priced really well to the people who can pay them. And those were two industries we identified, restaurants and convenience stores. And as you were mentioning your restaurant magic, which escaped my mind, Deb says, that seems reasonable. That's awesome, Deb. Sherilyn, did you just see that? Majulica was there last week, and Majulica does web design for similar. She's been a client for quite a few years and has stopped for a little bit while she's been focusing on some other things in her business and uses me as a as pay-as-you-go kind of nature now that she's been done intensively working with me for a few years. But she was there last week, and she had said the same thing to Sherilyn. That's a reasonable amount, which made Sherilyn feel really good, which is great. And that's where it's like, you know, it's great getting the right people, giving you that feedback, because Sherilyn had showed those things to some WESOS people before, and they were like, you're not going to get WESOS sisters to pay for that. And it's like, okay. But so she's going to create some different things for WESOS sisters that might make sense because she wants to be able to give back to that area. But that's not her big focus of getting revenue in her door and paying her bills and getting her business to be successful. So so you two may be able to be great power partners in the restaurant area as Christopher's doing restaurant magic, referring them to Sherilyn to talk about design. As she's doing design, referring you for restaurant magic. But beyond that, in terms of strategy, Christopher, I was taking some notes because I think this is a great next thing for Jen to do for you. And she's going to start doing a little bit of this for me as well, is using those library databases to research where are daycares in the area and day camps, because soon enough we're at summer and those people are going to schedule you for those things. Where are the festivals going on that you've done before that can be reached out to? And Jen doesn't like picking up the phone and just randomly calling these people and saying, hey, come to Christopher or make an appointment with him. That's not something she's going to do, but she can create an email that can go out to the masses to these people and send those out and then say, if you're interested, call back. And if you're busy and can't answer your phone, we've talked before, you can forward your phone to her and she can schedule a time then for you to talk with them. And then you're having the conversation, but she's making sure you don't miss that call and that opportunity, which is so important. So I think thinking about some of these better processes is much more effective for you at this point in the game, because it's big picture. How can we be proactive and hit these people we know you need down the road in the masses? Because just like Sherilyn, as you hit them at the masses, you're going to get more and more that are coming in. You're not looking for 20, 30 either, right? You're looking for about 3 or 4 quality, high paid people during the month so that you too can balance taking care of mom who lives with you and taking care of, you know, helping out with the kids, your adult kids and stuff, and just enjoying life, right? So you're going to easily find those 3 and 4 high quality people if you're reaching out to masses through lists and things like that. And that's a strategy you haven't focused on in the past because you've had so many things you've been juggling. That is a strategy, I think, that just like I shared with Sherilyn last week, I think it'll get you both some really good results. And likewise for me, it's a great strategy because I can go into a daycare, for instance, and I can do a training on helping them retain their current people and bring in new people and having their current people refer to other people. But I haven't been reaching out to those people. But Jen can easily find out where are all the daycares in the surrounding area that are a 30-minute drive for me, send a mass communication out to all of them, and some of them will respond, and I might get a client or two. But that's something, too, I haven't taken time to do. And again, to the conversation before, it's all part of the process and the journey. We can't do it all at once. But we have to figure out of all the things we could do, what's going to get us the biggest bang for our buck the quickest? And thinking about a flyer that you can possibly hand to people when you're at these events is not going to get you as good of results as getting them on that mailing list. And it'll be good to have the postcard that we mentioned because it talks about all the different ways they can help you. And to also have that postcard at when you go and you do restaurant magic, to just have tons of these made. And so I'm getting ready. I have a printer who prints very inexpensively when you're buying volumes, like 2,000, 3,000, you can get for the same price that you're usually going into Office Max and getting a couple hundred for. So when I look at my print order, I'll quote some stuff out for you and see if that makes sense for you too. But it would make sense for you to have volumes of these things sitting there that are pretty much evergreen and don't change. They're not specific. So Sherilyn, one of the other things that Christopher, I don't want to use the word struggle, but Christopher is at a point where he's needing to be very intentional about the dollars that are going out for his marketing. And so all of those suggestions that you made are right on target, like have a specific thing just for the magic and all of that. And as his business grows, that'll make sense. But right now the funds are just there kind of for one piece, which is why I created that one piece that would hit all the areas. Because then you can print in a bigger volume, you can get, always have them, and it'll work in any of your different settings. And you can also use it on social media. I have the paper here. So this is kind of what I created. So you can see his picture, and you can see it says book him today. It lists on there the different things that he does. There was a promo for that area, but then talks about getting in contact with him. So this is pretty much, and I can put it in the Facebook group for anyone who has some feedback on there for edits before he gets a final print. But it says on here, available for corporate events, private parties, restaurant magic, holiday shows, schools, churches, and more. Each magical entertainment event is customized for your group. And then on the bottom, it says, call or visit us online to learn more. And it has his website and his phone number. And it pretty much just says, book your next event, Christopher George. So it's really, it'll fit all those different areas, and intentionally is not too specific, because that way we can print, let's say 5,000 of them, Christopher, for like 100-something bucks, and you have them. And the card, this I had made to put in a sign the same time he had the cards on the table, but the cards were probably like maybe a 3x5 size. And it was, you know, you could read the stuff on there well enough to where it wasn't too small in terms of print. And then it leads to the website. And the only other thing I'll share, just kind of in wrapping this up, Sherilyn, is as you do go look at the website, as Christopher suggested, to get an idea, that was another area where it was like his website currently is in Wix. That's not a web forum that Jen really has used before. She does a lot in WordPress. I haven't necessarily used Wix before either. My website's actually in Weebly. We played around a little bit because they did an email for him from the chamber, and we wanted to direct them somewhere, but we knew there wasn't time or availability on any of the three of us to be creating a really nice, beautiful website. So what we had to do instead was to make sure that there was one page on the website that was effective versus beautiful and, oh, this is a wonderful website, but instead had the right content. So that anytime we send people there, you can see here's the different areas that he helps. And it's in a very simple, clear way and kind of shows some stuff. But it's a very initial evolution of what eventually will be a bigger website that's built. Sherilyn does a lot of web development in her business as well, Christopher and Deb, and prefers to outsource that kind of stuff and work with the web companies at this point. So she's looking to add that into her packages, but more in a way to where somebody else is doing that and she's advising them and coming up with the graphics and stuff, or just including it. So I just don't want you to go to that website, Sherilyn, and be like, oh, that's the kind of website Michelle and Jen creates, because it works very effectively for Christopher's needs right now, but both of us are like, oh my God, we want something so much more beautiful for him, but it currently meets the needs, and there has not been time or resources there to do much more with it right now, but it meets his needs, and that's what's very important. All right. Perfect. All right. Awesome. 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 That was a really good whole bunch of topics there that you helped us dig into there, Christopher.
Always happy to, you know, help and get things rolling, as it were.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm glad I could assist in that. And I appreciate everybody's input and feedback as always. Very, very good. And Jen just informed me through our chat here that we've been having that she's found a way to do certain stuff with Wix, I guess. She's done some background on it. So
good.
Next get together, She says she's going to help me with that. So we'll see where it goes.
Very good. Very good. Awesome. 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 Another topic, ladies. Do you have one you want to talk through? Sometimes we just don't. We, you know, it's just getting on the phone and there's not necessarily something there. But who's got, do you, either of you have something you want to talk through?
No, actually, I'm just here to kind of get back into the groove of business again.
God.
Yeah, I really don't have anything. I'm still working on things that we talked about on whatever day we called it, I forget. And I was just kind of here to listen and see how it runs and goes and just get ideas.
And I have to get going. I have that thing at the library, so.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
Have a good weekend and have a good Christmas if I don't talk to you before then.
You too.
Hey, Carolyn, I'm still working on those lists. I have them. I just have not been able to get a whole lot of time to sit there and put them in for email.
But okay, super. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
All right. See y'all later.
Bye. Bye, Jen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, and I'll let you guys take a vote right now, but we don't always have to go right to 10. So we could just kind of end 20 minutes early at this point. But since you guys are kind of becoming this community together, Sherilyn's a little bit new here, it kind of strikes me a little bit that it could benefit us just to take the next couple minutes for you each to maybe take 5 minutes to show each other, maybe pull up on the screen your website, what you guys do, and to give each other a little better idea of that. If that seems like something useful that you guys want to each take 5 minutes doing so you can better be aware of how you can support each other, we can do that or we can just end. What do you guys feel like you'd like to do? No comments. So I'm going to move forward with my idea. I'm going to assume no one's opposed to it.
I'm not opposed. I was just trying to look, okay, where do I screen share? But I see now.
You see where you screen share? So share
the bottom.
Let's start with you, and I'm going to put my timer on for 5 minutes. What I was kind of thinking for yourself hold on, sorry. My iPad is like being held up by a flower pot and sitting on top of my Instapot. So I almost just had the flower pot crash. Sorry. Let's start with you, Sherilyn. If you could pull up your packages that we went over last week and give them an idea of those packages, and then maybe your website too, or is that too hard for you to do at this point?
I have the website up. I haven't put those prices up, so I got to just find the file and open it.
Okay, yeah, because I thought that was a great document we went over last week, and there weren't really many changes for it, so it could kind of give both of them an idea of people to maybe refer you to, and then the website, too, so either one.
Okay, well, let me find those.
Crashed, I thought. All right.
I'm looking for my sheet. Hold on. I'm going to mute me.
Okay. And Deb, while she's doing that, if you would pull up some of your stuff, because I'd like you to be able to kind of talk about your journaling and some of the things that you're currently doing now and all of that. And Christopher, you can pull up your website if you want so we can see it. We talked a lot about your stuff and showed the paper, but you can pull up your website too and we'll take you last.
So do I do that? I'm sorry, Michelle, but do I do that in share and do I have to type the address in? How does that work? I've never had to.
What I would do, so you are gonna do it in share, but you're not gonna share yet because Sherilyn's gonna share first, but go to a tab on your computer and pull up your website. And then when it's time for you to share, you'll just hit share and then you'll show us the tab that you want us to see.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Sherilyn, are we cool? We ready?
I've never like shared on a Zoom thing. So just hit the share thing at the bottom.
Yep. So at the bottom, you should be able to share, and then it'll give you the option of sharing your whole computer or just sharing a tab, I think. Right, Deb?
Yeah, I see. So do you want me to do the retainer program or the branding?
Both.
Okay, I'll start with the
retainer. Start with the branding. Yeah, maybe the branding and then the retainer. Yeah.
The brand. Oops, I just closed the branding.
And if we run out of time in your 5 minutes, I'm going to set it now. They can go look at your website on their own, but this, I think, is a good thing to show for packages.
Yeah, I didn't get these prices up there yet, but yeah, the website they could look at. Okay, so this, you know, I wouldn't include like all of this information on the like gallery rate and how long, but I have a logo package that includes all this, just like the basics. And then a logo and business card package. And then the logo and social media package, which includes the business card too. I have to add that to it.
So stop right there for a second, Sherilyn. I just want to, for a learning standpoint, just to point out, you guys will notice in here, she comes up with a couple of concepts and then she has a couple rounds of revisions. And that was something Sherilyn had in there right away before I even looked at it. And I told her how awesome that was because a lot of times designers don't do that. So they'll spend tons of time coming up with designs that people still don't like them. And then people think they have unlimited amounts of time to keep going back and forth and don't realize how much on her end that takes out of a person. So it's nice up front to let people know what's going to be there. Plus she gives them an entire style guide, which a lot of times people don't do. And that's really important too. So those are pretty cool, unique things I think are a great part of her process.
Okay, you want me to go to the retainer?
Sure.
Okay, so this is a retainer program to offer people services on like a monthly basis or whatever their needs are so that there's time allotted. So if a project comes up and they need it done right now, that's, I can do that. And then it's so they don't have to hire an in-house creative department. And I'm on call for them so that they can get, and they get first priority and there's hours scheduled based on what they need for each week, each month. So they get priority. But I don't know how fast you just kind of want me to guide, go through it like a little bit.
Yeah, I think if you, I think go to the next page because you just explained this a little bit, but show the three different options that's good here.
So there's like the Kickstart program, the Deluxe program, and then the premium. And in each one of those, you know, you get to pick if you need, we can decide if you pick 5 hours, 10 hours, or 20 hours in each one. And so in each package, like there's a bigger discount, and then in each hour amount, there's a bigger discount for that as well.
Cool.
Yeah. And then just covering over all the experience of doing this with clients is realizing that you have to put a limit on revisions because some people will, you can spend, you know, 2 months just doing revisions if you don't put a limit on that. And just what's included in the retainer package and what's not, like it's not a new design for a website, you know, to add a page, there's limits to it. So that's all just included from experience that you have to.
So this right here is why she's going to be reaching out to going kind of to libraries, getting that whole database, and then finding these restaurants and seeing who will sit down with her, who might be interested, and if she can find 3 or 4 that are going to be ongoing clients in this point, that's huge for her business. And one of the other things Sherilyn hasn't mentioned yet that's kind of good to know in this situation is she recently has relocated to our area. So she had a lot of ongoing, very good design services and business that was happening before she moved. But now that she's relocated, she's kind of starting all over again.
And it's a very different, like when I moved from here to Lower Alabama, It was a big transition for me going from how we do things here to how they do things there. And they're, you know, Dothan's a small community. It's the good old boy network. I mean, just different. And so trying to make that transition. And so I was there for so long, like now trying to make the transition back here is just kind of a shock. Like it's getting back into that game. And I've been in Naples and did work there too. So there is a transition. I mean, so I'm not totally out of it, but it's just, you know, it's just this very different way of doing business. So getting back into that game of, you know, more professionalism here, it's just different. It's not the good old boy network. It's still word of mouth and things like that, but it's so different down there. So that's been a big, in my mind at least, struggle instead of just going back to, I have enough experience on the other end as well, and just pulling that back up into memory and just getting back into the game.
And she really has a passion for for churches as well, and being able to help them. So, you know, she's thought about helping a church from time to time, like one at a time, with some of these different things, obviously at a different price point. But first focusing on getting people in that will pay these price points without question, so that she has the revenue she needs there, so she can then go help the churches. So, yeah. Awesome.
So there's my website item. I don't know what my time is, but there's my website. So if you want to go review it.
Did you pull it up, Jen? I can't see where.
Oh, you can't see it?
Carolyn, yeah, I can't see. Switch the tab. We're still seeing your document.
Okay. The other one. Okay, hold on. Okay, my thing went really small, so now I don't know how to get it back to big. So I'm going to stop here for now. There, okay, I got it. And then I'm going to go to, I need to lift this up. Yeah, it's not showing up on there. Like it's something that I can share by that. No, there it is, okay. Share. All right, sorry.
Perfect.
So this is my website. This is like the home page and my core services, and then you can go into that and some of the projects I've done so far, and then you can go see more. These are all the sectors that I've worked with over my career, so I've included all those on there. So I don't know what else to share or say.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. Super helpful, I think, in giving people a background. So we'll switch to Deborah. Deborah, give us some overviews of some of the things you're working on. And your website's in transition right now still, probably, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to pull up stuff. I don't have anything written out for my offerings.
You can just, it doesn't have to be visual, Deb, you can just kind of talk through too, if that's
easier. I was going to pull up my website. The funny thing is, when I go into Weebly, when I go into the edit site, it's like shows totally something different than what happens when I, it shows my old site versus what's actually published. Which is interesting. I don't know why that's doing that, but I'll have to investigate that later. But I was trying to see if I had some other things, a services page there. No, I didn't. So let's see if I can share this. Back to. Let's see if this will. Come on. All right, it's not letting me share. Anyway, I haven't done this before, so it's like not working for me.
That's all right.
Yeah, what I'm looking at doing is basically offering a couple of different types of journaling courses. One is a mindfulness journaling course, which is very simple. I could even do that just through a series of emails. That doesn't necessarily have to be on a class platform. And it's just helping people, you know, sending them questions and that to encourage them to be mindful and make entries every day. And as far as noticing things, kind of combining mindfulness and gratitude together. And then moving up from that, that one is probably like entry price of like $99, but they can get a coupon to bring it down to like $49. And then to increase that, just with that package, if they want a coaching call, one coaching call with me or three coaching calls, I would add on to that. And then I'm also going to be building into a more of a self-reflective therapeutic kind of journaling course that'll go deeper to help people go deeper into things that they're doing on. So it's not just about writing every day, but it's about going back and looking about what you wrote. A good thing that as an example for myself, I've had some very vivid dreams lately, and they're kind of bizarre and everything, but what I came to the conclusion, like last night, now this is going to sound horrible. It was a nightmare though, because I had no fear or anything in it, but it was like, it felt like a house that we had had once before. We were in the house and the yard wasn't as big, it was shorter. And I saw like these, I heard like the sound of an airliner, and I looked, and like below tree level, I could see lights and everything. And I could see this thing was like coming towards the ground. It was going to crash, but it was headed like straight for us. And it stopped like at the back end of the yard and flipped over. But the tail of it was like hanging over the house because of trees. And then they were going to clear it. So it's kind of like, okay, we have to get out of here. Let's take action, get out. But before we could, they started like moving it. And then as they were moving the plane, trees and stuff started falling. As the area opened up to the sky, because branches were falling in that, a big wind came and kind of moved the walls of the house. So in some ways we were kind of trapped, but yet we could get out, you know, but there was no fear. There was no injury or anything like that. As I look back on it, I could see how it's a reflection of what's happening in my life right now, because all of the different things, it's kind of all up in the air, and there are going to be a lot of changes. So a lot of the structure and everything that has been in place right now is going to be shifting. It's going to be, you know, and it's going to feel, and what I'm feeling is the chaos of it. And the, you know, that I need to take action. But, you know, it's just, so it was very metaphorical for what I'm feeling at the moment with all everything that's going on. But that's where a more reflective type of journaling comes in handy, whether it's your dreams or just some periods of my life. I found that when I would look back, I was writing about the same stuff all the time. It was kind of this circular dialogue that was always going on. And so then you have to ask yourself, okay, what's really going on here? And if you need help from somebody else, then you go seek the help. So that's the longer, deeper course. That's what that would be, helping people through. And again, that would have, I forget what the price is going to be on that, but then I'll also offer coaching and that along with that, because you do need to help people how to look at it and work through it. So, and then adding eventually a journaling. But I'm also working on starting a blog. I know that writing about journaling, the different types of journaling, the importance of journaling, and especially in these times, the world is really kind of crazy. We're all feeling a bunch of different things politically, socially. You know, there's a lot of upheaval. It reminds me back of the late 60s, early 70s. And, you know, journaling can help deal with a lot of that stuff. Instead of taking it out on everyone on Facebook, getting pen to paper and, you know, really working on it with the self. So writing about that though, blogging and writing about that. So that's what I'm going to be working on, setting up a space to actually write, get up and do it. And that I can do even in the midst of, as I take breaks from decluttering and getting rid of stuff, I could sit down and write. Even just writing about my own journey and the chaos and upheaval that I'm feeling about it all.
That's awesome. Awesome. Thank you for sharing all of that. Christopher, did you figure out how to, we're just about at 10 o'clock, so we're going to wrap up. But did you figure out how to get your website up there? And if so, let's have you share that one page on there.
Stand by. Clicking on said page. Crisscross applesauce. Here comes the share. Everybody seeing it?
Just about seeing a circle, circle, circle.
Yeah, the started screen. There it is.
There we go. Yay. So yeah, so just scroll down the page just so we can kind of get a good feel here.
Where I can
scroll. Mm-hmm. So right at the top there is where you can subscribe. Keep going, Christopher, down to the bottom or the middle. So you can see here's the three different types. And then there's three more, I think, under there. Right, Christopher?
Yes. Oh, too fast. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can. There we go. Okay. Now we're in a good place.
Should be. There you go.
There we go.
Okay. Cool. So yeah, so you can keep scrolling. Everyone can go back to the website on their own and look a little more if they want to. But so you can see, Sherilyn, like I said before, it's got the basics that people need to know. So we can refer people there. They can, on the website, get on his newsletter, which is number one part of his strategy at this point, and then see the different things he can do and be able to reach out. And there's that one testimonial there and a couple pictures. But eventually, the website will continue to evolve. But for now, it has the basics, which is kind of awesome. Yeah, I love that picture. So very cool. Christopher, can you... open a new tab and go to my website, please, because I just realized something I want to make all of you aware of.
Sure.
So you click your plus sign and then znbconsulting.com. I have had to change the dates of the next couple quarterly retreats. It's going to be the, oh yeah, maybe if you just hit there, it'll show you. It's the word be, or the word and, sorry.
You just want the ZMB consulting, right?
Yeah, let's see if it, hopefully I I'm come up and search it. I'm
wondering if that's going to, yeah, let's see. It's working on it. And Sherilyn, I know you sent me a little chat, and I do want to answer that. I've been trying to. yes to all the above, and thank you for the suggestions, but yes, to the, all the above. I actually did a nursing facility.
Go to the one that says event schedule, Christopher. And oh, you're already at the home. That's fine. Event, I was going to say, if you go to event schedule, that's what I want to show you guys.
Stand by one, coach. I think I got it for you. Really? You're making me do all the technical work?
Well, I'm on the iPad and I didn't want to touch that. Lose you guys. So, but if you look here, this event schedule page, when you're on the menu up on top, under services there, Christopher. Hello? Okay. Okay. If you click services. And then program and membership, oh, at the very bottom there, you see where it says event schedule? So that's where you find this, you guys. And so you don't have to click that because we're already there. But this calendar here shows all of the co-working days and quarterly retreats and group coaching calls for the year. And at the bottom of this page or the top, there's a button that says print the PDF. So you can print it out and put it in your binder. Your binder will have a sheet with outdated dates since I had to just change a couple of those. So I want to make sure that I made you guys aware of that. I know I had to change the January and the April retreat dates. So wanted to get that notification to you guys as early as possible so you can change your calendars. So that was it. And Christopher, finish saying what you were saying to Sherilyn when I cut you off.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. That's fine. I just was trying to respond to her in the chat, and we were getting caught up in all these different dynamics. So I just wanted to reach back to her through verbal. But yes, no, I do absolutely everything you mentioned, Sherilyn. Yes, to all the above. And I love working with the elderly. You know, my background, and I don't think you know this yet about me, I was a paramedic and firefighter for many years. And I semi-pro'd the magic thing. So I do have a medical background. One of my great passions is working with autism. And I actually have a gig for two shows coming up in January for adult autistic people as well. And I also do every, it's been kind of annually now. I just work with the Autism Hero Project as well. So, just did an autism talent. So yes, to all the above. So
that's awesome. I saw on your website that picture of you with the little girl. That's the biggest smile I've seen. Like, you're so happy and passionate in that picture. The other ones you're smiling too, but I just got a different feeling from that one. So that's really awesome.
Very hearing that, Sherilyn. I appreciate it greatly.
Very cool. I'm going to wrap us up. You guys can continue connecting with each other offline. My computer is, my iPad's told me I have 5% power left. I don't want you guys all of a sudden to go black and us to end, and we are after 10 o'clock. Have a really good holiday, you guys, with your family. I'm so blessed to have each of you in my life. I am going to be taking off the next couple weeks, just while Scott and the kids are both off. However, if any of you need anything, just reach out to me via text. I'm here for you guys. Just, you know, reach out, tell me you put something in the Facebook or you sent me an email, and I'll be there for you guys. But I won't be intentionally going to look for that stuff unless you guys tell me you need me. So if you do, I'm here. Great big hugs to all of you guys, and have a good holiday. Bye.
Happy holidays.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Bye.